Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good morning. Welcome to Navigating the Corporate Jungle. I'm Kim Black. I'll be your host for the next hour. And I am thrilled that you've taken time out to join me on the Life Coach Radio Network this morning. It's my hope that the information that we're going to share today on this call both entertains and educates you. I'd love to hear from you throughout the morning. So if you'd like to be live on the air, give me a call at 646-716-9397. I'll be able to see you in the queue. You just press 1 and we'll get you in line and plug you into the show as quickly as possible. As I mentioned earlier, my name is Kim Black, and I am the owner and founder of Kim Black Coaching at www.kimblackcoaching.com. I'm a certified professional coach, daughter, sister, wife, friend, and mother of 3 amazing children. My passion in life is to help others, whether it's through my coaching practice, my coworkers, through community or volunteer work, or just simply through day-to-day interactions. My personal coaching practice is targeted at women who are looking to move, whether that's from college to work, from job to job, from job to retirement. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about coaching, what it is, the different types of coaches, and what it's like to work with a coach, and what it's like to actually work with me. And don't forget, if you'd like to call in and ask a question or offer insight, perhaps you've worked with a coach before and would like to share with our listeners, feel free to dial in at 646-716-9397 and press 1 on your phone. All righty, let's get started. So, you may have heard quite a bit lately about life coaches. It seems that they're in the news, they're in the social media. The Harvard Business Review recently did a review of life coaches. Forbes did an article about life coaches and how people needed one. So when you think of a coach, what you're probably thinking of is a sports coach, basketball, football, soccer, maybe a dance coach, or even a vocal coach. What you're picturing in your head is likely you're envisioning being yelled at, being told to do things over and over and over again until they are absolutely perfect. If you're me, and my experience with coaches, you're probably picturing you bawling your eyes out and hating whatever it is you're doing. Well, I've had my fair share of those types of coaches. We won't name names, but that is not my type of coaching. A life coach actually works with you to identify things that are holding you back, helps you to break through barriers, and to create space for growth to live your best life. No yelling involved. Pretty simple, right? So let's talk a little bit about how I got to be a coach and what type of coach I am. Did I always know I wanted to be a coach? Definitely not. I've always been a mentor to others and someone that people felt comfortable talking to, even when I was young. However, it wasn't until a little over a year ago that my mentor suggested that I make this formal. We were sitting in a meeting in her office, and I was sharing with her a little bit of dissatisfaction with my current role. And she said to me, words that I will never, ever forget. What do you want to do? That doesn't seem very It doesn't seem very profound, but I will tell you that in that moment, things started to fall together. No one had ever asked me what it was that I wanted to do. And to be quite honest, I had never really thought about it. Because what happens in life is what I'm sure is happening with lots of other people and some of our listeners out there, is that we go to work so that we can pay bills. You take the job you're given. Maybe you get a job and you think that it's the job that you want and it's something that you can be passionate about. But then you find out 6 months in, a year in, 5 years in, that it's not quite what you wanted. And you find yourself dragging yourself into work every day. And it's harder and harder and harder to get up each morning. And the things that you thought you would love to do weren't really working out for you. And that's where I was. I was simply trying to go from day to day to day. And when she asked me that question, I really had to stop and think about it. I had to think, what do I want? And I looked straight at her and said, I have no idea. She laughed at me, and we kind of laughed a little bit with one another. And she said to me, what are you passionate about? And I said, well, I'm extremely passionate about helping people. I love to talk to folks. I like to hear, you know, what they're thinking. People gravitate towards me to ask questions. They like my insight. I'm always objective. And she said, I think that this is, you know, I think that there is something that I can share with you that you would be fantastic at. So, of course, ears wide open. And I said, please tell me. And she said, I think you would be a fantastic coach. At that time, I wasn't quite sure what that meant. So I did a little bit of research. She set me on a path. And within about 2 or 3 days, I started talking to a few people, finding those coaches in my midst and in my network. And I started to really think about this coaching thing. I started to get excited. It felt like everything was coming together. So within 10 days of having this discussion with my mentor, I had researched coaching certification programs. I had talked to 5 or 6 people who I knew were coaches, got some information, and signed up for the program. Fast forward a year later, and I've received my certification. I've started my own business, and I'm working with people. I'm doing something I'm passionate about. So, we talk about life coaches, and I've just told you a bit of my story and how it's taken me time to get there. But there's all different types of coaches. So let's talk about a few of those. And again, don't forget that if you'd like to call in and either share your experience or ask a question, you can do that at 646-716-9397. And I'll see you on the board and we will get you into the queue and on the air. Alrighty, let's talk about some different types of coaches. As we talked about before, there are several different kinds. A life coach is going to focus on working through all of life's various ups and downs, and heaven knows there's plenty. It could be just about anything. Some coaches like to paint with a really big brush in this space, working with clients on any sort of issue. However, there are some, like me, who focus on a particular topic. So let's take a look at a few. Most are pretty obvious, but hang in there with me. The first is going to be a career coach. As the name implies, as you would imagine, a career coach focuses on working with people that need help with their work. And what I mean by that is what they do for money. It could be working through difficult conversations, how to manage that workplace bully, how to advance your career, or even to help you find a job that you love. This is my type of coaching. This is the coaching that I focus on at Kim Black Coaching. I have over 25 years of work experience in the corporate world. And I'll have to tell you, I've learned some pretty important lessons. The second type of coach is going to be a health and wellness coach. Again, this one's pretty obvious. A health and wellness coach can help you take and identify goals for getting into shape, to help you eat better, to live a healthier lifestyle. I actually have a couple of friends who focus on health and wellness here on the Life Coach Radio Network, one of which is Maisha Avery. Maisha is an amazing young woman who took control of her own life and started making better choices for herself, and she turned her whole world around. If you get an opportunity, she is going to be on the Life Coach chat channel later today at noon Eastern Standard Time. Listen in. I guarantee you will not regret it. She is quite a character, and I'm sure you'll enjoy her. But the health and wellness coach will really get you wrapped around your health goals and just being a better you. There's another is a specialty coach. So specialty coaches there are quite a few of those. So we're talking about things like grief, divorce, cancer support. Specialty coaches work with people in a particular circumstance. They offer support and work with caregivers, survivors, and those currently in the middle of any type of situation. Most, if not all, of the coaches in a specialty coach situation have experience in what they're coaching. So, for example, another of my LCRN friends, Gina, is a breast cancer survivor. She is, again, an amazing individual who coaches around the various facets of how cancer affects the individual, mind, body, and spirit. She also coaches the families of survivors or cancer victims and others. We have lots of different folks on the LCRN who specialize, and if you take a look at blogtalkradio.com, you can see all of the different types of coaches on the Life Coach Radio Network who focus in the specialty area. So that sounds pretty amazing. Absolutely. Sound inspiring? Positively. So remember, phone lines are open. If you want to call in and ask a question, just dial 646-716-9397 and press 1 on your phone. I'll be able to see you here in the studio and get you onto the show.
Hi, everyone. This is Russ Terry, the founder, executive producer, and host here on the Life Coach Radio Networks. We're having a huge event in New York City that I want to tell you about. It's our first ever workshop weekend. 15 of us will be giving a variety of self-empowerment workshops on Saturday, February 8th and Sunday, February 9th in the heart of the Big Apple. We'll have seminars on stress, spirituality, success, divorce, living your best life, and a lot more. If you're interested, go to lifecoachradionetworks.com/newyearnewyou2014. That's lifecoachradionetworks.com/newyearnewyou2014.
New You 2014. We'd love to see you there. And now, back to today's show.
Wow. So, clearly technical error. I don't know about you, but I kind of want to go to that. So I need to get with Russ and make sure that they're having another one. that little commercial there was about a year old. So apologies on that one, but let's keep going. So we've talked now a little bit about me, talked about my journey, talked about life coaching and what is a life coach, talked about different types of coaches, and also kind of got a little bit of backstories on a couple of folks that you could listen to after, you know, after you get off the line here. So let's go a little bit into how coaching is different therapy. So, you know, if you listen to how I've described coaching, it seems a bit like a therapeutic experience. And I'll tell you from my own vantage point, it absolutely is. It is therapeutic, but it is not therapy. Coaching is not therapy. And I'm going to repeat it one more time. Coaching is not therapy. The difference between the two is that therapy looks back and analyzes the past and attempts to fix something that's broken. Coaching actually acknowledges the past and then quickly moves into the future. So we don't want to stay in the past. That's done. What we want to do as a coach is to be able to move forward into the future. Hopefully, you're going to experience some aha moments with your coach, but mostly what you're going to do is you're going to walk away more self-aware, enabled, and prepared for your future. So if you're looking for someone to tell you what to do, coaching is not it. Most coaches, including myself, rely on the premise that you've got the answers inside of you. A coach will ask you empowering questions. A coach will validate you and sometimes shake your tree. And what I mean by that is sometimes a coach will challenge you, perhaps ask you a question and push you a little bit outside of your comfort zone, but always for the good of the individual. Again, no yelling involved. So let's move on to what it's like to work with me. And I have actually asked one of my clients to dial in today to give you a firsthand view of what it's like to work with me. And I am going to put her on. All right, caller, you are live. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in. I sure appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
So can you tell me and the audience a little bit about why you reached out to me?
Sure. So I think, you know, everybody gets to a point in their life professionally and in their career where you have maybe focused on others for a while. For in my case, it was having children who got to a certain age where they potentially needed me a little bit less, and taking stock of my career and where I wanted to go, and just having that time to really focus on me for a moment. And so I reached out to you to work together to identify some areas of growth. And initially, I was looking for someone to tell me what to do. But no yelling involved.
Yeah, and no telling you what to do either, right?
No, and no telling you what to do. And I think, you know, that was the expectation, is that someone can kind of give me the parameters, and, you know, you tell me X, Y, and Z, and I do them, and here are the results. And so I would say that was one of the challenges that I faced in the, you know, setting my expectation for what the coaching relationship would be like, and then understanding that it was much broader than that.
Okay, great. No, not, and that's completely fair. And I think a lot of people come into it that way. I do. So what was the most challenging thing for you coming into a coaching relationship?
Yeah, so I think exactly that, you know, having to change my expectations about, that this was less someone telling me what to do, more of someone guiding me. But I will say, I love how you just said shake the tree, because I think that's exactly what ends up happening, is that you realize that, you know, I came to you for career guidance, and I realized that there were other elements as well. And in some ways, it was more circular than I expected it to be. I was looking for more linear progress. And what I found was, by challenging some of those thoughts I had about myself and my abilities, to say, you can do that, it broadened other areas of my life too.
So what other areas did it branch into?
Well, and I think this is the circular part of it, right? So, I initially came to discussing one specific job opportunity, and it was something that I was sure that I was not a fit for, and because I thought it was a bit out of my league. And you challenged me and said, why not? Whereas I think in some areas of my life, I'd always said, why? Why should I be in this role, or why should I go for that? And you sort of looked at me and said, why not? What's holding you back from that? I applied that to other areas of my life. I'd never been an athlete, and I started running because I figured, why not? There were just other elements that I was able to take that same attitude and really challenge myself.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you're completely inspiring to me, just in that you took that and you took it a step further. And I just, just let you know that I bought Fitbits yesterday. So my husband and I are both wearing them. So you've inspired me. So was there anything that completely surprised you?
Well, I would say just that. I think, like I said, I was looking for this linear answer, this direction. It became a bit more circular in the sense of, when I started asking myself why not, and then I start running and I start doing all these things that I didn't necessarily consider myself to fit into that box of an athlete, or, there were different areas there. And then I think then a career opportunity came to me that I hadn't necessarily considered for myself, but I think other people start to see that in you when you can you can push your own boundaries a little bit that way. Saying what's the most surprising thing, I think it's how completely that, just those simple questions, right, changing it from why to why not, how that can really shift a lot of your own perspective on life too.
Well, and I think too for you, perhaps, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that whenever you started asking yourself why not, stuff started opening up.
Totally. Exactly.
You started putting yourself out there into the universe, and the universe started listening.
Mhm. Yeah.
I mean, stuff started happening. Yeah.
Yeah, it did, and I was ready for it. I think that's the other piece of it, because sometimes the opportunities open up and you think, oh no, I just couldn't, and in this case it was, sure I can.
Why not?
Why not? Right. And that's the shaking of the tree, right? Because it's not just the branch you're shaking. You're shaking it all up, and for the better too.
Good. That's really cool. So again, so appreciate you calling in this morning. I know it's Saturday and I know you've got tons of things going on, but I've got one more question for you.
Yeah. Shoot.
So tell me about the benefits, and we kind of tapped on a few here and there. So tell me about what you think the most important benefits you got by working with me.
So I don't, like I said, there's a huge change in perspective you know, the opportunities that you're ready for. I think there's also that communication that happens, your self-talk too, that changes, that is so powerful. And so, you know, you can continue that coaching relationship in a way where you start to kind of self-coach, if that makes sense. So I think there's that benefit too of your own ability to take care of yourself when it comes to situations like that and say, okay, well, you know, you can talk yourself up into it. And so you can handle those stressful moments so much better because you've had someone say to you, well, hey, why not? Why can't you do that? Well, okay, sure. Just the positive outlook.
Well, and it's self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think that when you own who you are and when you own your destiny, I know that sounds completely gauche, but I mean, when you're owning all of that, people see you differently.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that, you know, maybe that job that someone thought, no, she's not really qualified. All of a sudden they're like, why not? Maybe she could.
Right, exactly. And I think it's also, you know, about looking at your strength too. And this has given me a perspective on a change in parenting too. Something I didn't necessarily, you know, I mean, what bigger coach than a parent to
right.
raise your children? But I think that we have a tendency to look to improve our faults rather than build up our strengths. And that's one of the things that
people do that
really well is say, okay, so, you know, what are your strengths? What are the things you're really good at? Well, let's push that higher because otherwise you're just going to get to an average level. Like, yes, we all have faults, but if we just work on trying to improve our faults, we just end up, you know, mediocre. But if you can take those strengths and build them up. And so, you know, it's just in my opinion of getting my kids involved in certain activities and really listening to what their strengths are rather than trying to push them into something that they may not want to do that actually may end up countering, you know, the productivity of saying, you can do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's one benefit that I didn't see is that this is an intergenerational benefit for my children.
No, absolutely. And I guess that's a really incredible point that maybe I totally have skipped over is that a coach can actually, you come in with one objective and you just really wanted me to tell you what to do. And when I said no, and I was like, no, we're not going that way. We're not doing that. So it shifted your energy and it shifted your focus in more than just where we were focusing initially. I mean, it completely blew it up.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're doing this running thing and you're doing, you know, this health and wellness thing and you're, you know, parenting your kids in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your relationships are being affected. So mm-hmm. it's really kind of cool to think that something that it started out very singular,
mm-hmm.
blew out so big.
Absolutely. Like I love the term you use, shaking the tree, because it's all... Everything
well, is- I have to give my, I have to actually give my coach credit for that one because he actually said to me last week, he's like, okay, I'm going to shake your tree. And I thought, oh man, I'm so using that.
It's perfect. It just, because everything you're doing just shakes it up. And
who knows what's going to fall out?
Right.
Who knows what's going to fall out? And you might get hit in the head. And you might not. Awesome. Well, if you were to give our listeners one word of advice around coaching, what would that be?
I would just, I may need to say two words, and that's why not. You know, why not? Mm. What do you have to lose in the sense of, you know, of coaching? Mm. And And also ask yourself why not. You know, use that as the instead of why, say why not, and just kind of see where things take you.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. I truly appreciate you.
I love
working with you. So
I love working with you too. So thank you for shaking my
head. You bet. That's awesome. And so have yourself a wonderful rest of the day already.
You too.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was pretty cool. I really enjoy her, and she has done some pretty awesome and inspiring things over the time we've been working together. It really truly shows that, you know, coaching is not linear. It's circular, and I like that. I like that visual. So alrighty then. We've talked all about different types of coaches. We've talked to somebody who has actually been coached. And so you're probably asking yourself, could I use a coach? If you haven't already, you know, decided, you must get up and call right now. But if you do, don't forget, you can call and get into the show at 646-716-9397. I'll be able to see you here in the studio, and we can get you online. So give us a call. Three questions to figure out if you could use a coach. How do you know if you need a coach? So it's actually pretty easy. So here's three questions that I ask all of my prospective clients. Number one, are you stuck? The caller we just heard from, one of my own clients, was stuck. She was stuck with career. Are you stuck with your health? Are you stuck in a relationship? Are you stuck not knowing what the next step is for you? And the second question is, do you want to make a change? Because we can want all we want. But if we're not willing to make a change, or if we don't really want to make a change, if we're happy or content or complacent where we are, coaching is not going to help. And then number three, are you willing to work to create a better life? So if you're stuck and you've decided for yourself, I need to do something different, and you're willing to work to get that something different, then by all means, a coaching opportunity is there for you. And so I would say, too, that if the answer to at least one of those questions, one of those three questions, is yes, then you definitely benefit from a life coach. So now that you've decided, I think I need a coach, and I'm curious about this whole coaching thing and what needs to happen next and what do I need to do. How do you find a coach? So what I would recommend is you can always reach out to me at Kim Black Coaching. My website is www.kimblackcoaching.com, or you can email me at kim@kimblackcoaching.com. Or if you're a person like me who likes to do their own research and noodle around a little bit, you can check out the International Coach Federation. Just type that into Google, go out there, take a look, and they have a directory of coaches. And you can filter the coaches by specialty, by style, and even by location. Most coaches, I will tell you, tend to do virtual meetings versus in-person meetings. The client that you just heard a few moments ago, she and I have had both. So we've done in-person and virtual, but most folks that tend to leverage conference calls or dial-ins, Skype, Google Hangouts, that sort of thing. So it's just a matter of what you want. And then also too, with the International Coach Federation, these are going to be coaches who have completed a nationally recognized coaching program, and they have a whole bunch of coaching experience. I'm a member, as are many of my fellow coaches. So you know that whenever you get someone there from the ICF, that they have been trained, they are educated, and they have experience. So, you know, again, if what you've heard today makes you think that you would like to work with me, please feel free to contact me at kim@kimblackcoaching.com or directly to my business phone at 713-825-8160. If you mention this show, I'll offer a 25% discount on any of my coaching packages. If you're not sure, again, send me an email with any questions that you might have. So we're wrapping up pretty early today, but hopefully this has been a snackable experience for you. You've been able to grab it on the go, and it's not too long, not too onerous, and hopefully you've learned something and perhaps been inspired by some of the stories. In closing, I would very much like to thank you for listening in today. If you enjoyed the show, please drop me a line. I love feedback. If there's something that you'd love to share with me about the show or about your personal experience, please do that. Also, follow my Facebook page at Kim Black Coaching. Each week, I send out inspirational messages, and then you'll also get updates on the next show. My shows will center mostly around career development and how to navigate that corporate jungle. It'll be things like time management, facing up to the bully in the workplace, stress management, work-life balance. So make sure to go in and like my Facebook page, again, at Kim Black Coaching, to get in on those. Also, too, again, check out my friend Maisha Avery, her Inspire to Change show today at 12 o'clock Eastern on the Life Coach Chat channel. Or you can check out the incredibly cool Tasha Cook, the I Matter Project. And she's on Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it. And have a beautiful day and a fantastic weekend.